We've entitled this session Young Minds, Great Ideas, and I'm presenting it with Xolani Majola. Xolani and I met on Facebook, and we met on Facebook through ideas, exchanging ideas, arguing about stuff from race to what South Africa should be and what the world should be coming to in the next 5 years. Some of the people we hired in CSET whilst I was dean are recruited on Facebook, so it's not unusual at all. There are postdocs that we recruited that are recruited on Facebook. There are some exciting things that I got there. So I met Xolani through Facebook. We're going to start with the purpose of this session. And under the purpose of this session, I'm going to tell you about why are we hosting this conversation with students on research and innovation. I've given you an idea because I said to you, it's because we think research and innovation will shape the future. But why are we talking to students? And most of the students that are in here, we didn't even say only postgraduate students. We said students. And those students could be staff, they could be anyone in the room. So we're going to talk to you about why do we want to talk to students. We're not here to give you definitions and sit here and make you memorize them and so on and so on. We're going to build this together. Okay, so this is not a textbook session, all right? So if you're in for a textbook session, you're not going to get it here. All right, so we're going to build this together and make this session ours as we go along. Then we're going to look at innovations that have made an impact in your life. We want, as a portfolio, our students to graduate innovation ready. We think getting a degree is important, but it's not sufficient to make you successful out there. And we think what's going to make you successful out there is if you get out of this university innovation ready. And innovation ready, just crudely, we're talking about graduates who understand the value of innovation and innovative thinking. Why should you be interested? You should be interested because it's about your future. What matters today, as I said, is not about how much you know or just your degree or the qualifications that you have, but it's what you can do with what you know. Successful people out there, more and more, it's not about what you know or how many degrees you have. There are many people with PhDs who nobody will hire, even with their PhDs, because the weakness is on what they can do with what they know. So the issue is, what can you do with what you know? Note that I'm not saying what you know is not important. Note that I'm not saying getting a degree is not important, but I'm saying beyond that, it's what you can do with what you know. So it's not enough, as we said, just to know something and to have the content. It's what you do with it. And we think that's where innovation is important. And that's why we think you have to be here and be interested in this conversation. We also think that, you know, knowledge is more and more becoming a free commodity. And it's growing exponentially. I don't know if some of you have seen know about the Khan Academy. Do you know about the Khan Academy? No? Where have you been, guys? You're supposed to be devouring the Khan Academy if you're a student. You know, your lecture's there. If you're doing mathematics, you can get anything there on the Khan Academy. Just check it out, right? Just check. I mean, it's not just the Khan Academy, but the Khan Academy is quite a good example of how free knowledge can be. There's lots of other things on the net that you can, more and more, you study on or over the internet. You can get your degree. It's getting more and more free. And so students who know more than others no longer have a competitive advantage. I mean, in a way, the fact that we knew more also had to do, I mean, people who had access to higher education were people who had a little bit of money and so on and so on. So it had to do, access had to do with what you have, access to knowledge and so on. And access to knowledge is becoming easy and free. And that brings a different variable to the formula of competition. That competition is not just about what you know anymore. It's about what you do with what you know. So once you know a lot of things, it's what you, and that's because, and it will become more. I don't know if you guys have heard about Google glasses. What do they call them, Les? Google glasses? Google, you don't know? Okay, no, you know? You've seen it. You know about Google glasses? The glasses that we'll put on. And by the way, they will be out before the end of this year, at least in the US. And I will be able to search the net, just walking. I could wear them and sit here and look at your picture. If you have a website, it will give me all, it will take me to your website and tell me all about you, and I'll know your name before you even tell me. Access to knowledge is becoming easy and free and available readily. And of course, You can decide you don't want to participate in this, you are going to toitoi, that this thing should not happen. Okay? We will leave you there with your toitoi in the street. We will be wearing the Google glasses and checking things out. Okay, I've been talking too much. So let's do a little bit of thinking together. And I just want you to tell me, when you hear the word research, what comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear research? Nothing, nothing.
Knowledge.
Curiosity.
Answering questions.
Some research is not innovation. It could describe things. Not all research is innovation. Research can describe a situation, a phenomenon. Not all research brings out innovation. Some research is descriptive, some research interpretive and whatever. Okay, let's think about innovation then. When you see innovation, what comes to mind?
Research.
He's a mathematician, right? So he's doing commutativity there. Like, okay, if research is innovation, then innovation must be research, right? Change is affecting organizations. And of course, in different ways, because what is an organization today is very different from what it used to be. I mean, I'm surprised every day. Almost every student that I talk to here at UNISA who talks to me about what they're doing, they have this organization that they're running, they're doing mentoring, they are an entrepreneur. I'm like, hey, just finish your degree, right? Like, it wasn't like that when you and I were at university. You know, it was different. And they are running, they have this company that they've registered, a PTY Limited, but they're still, they are from a rural area. And they are doing a diploma. They didn't then get 10 distinctions. But they're already running a media company. And they are studying at UNISA. They come from a poor family. They met a computer 2 years ago. But they're already running a media company and get, you know, it's like I'm saying that the organizations themselves, what an organization is and what that field looks like is changing in the process. But I agree with you that there are spaces where you come in, and we still hear them today, where people say to me, 30 years ago, this university never did that. You know, so, or someone says, we're not doing, and I say, no, we're not doing it that way anymore. And the person says, oh, no, we are. I've been here 30 years, and this is how we've done it. You know, it's like, so you will still meet those things in organizations, and you're right, what does it mean? And maybe what Kolani will talk to later will address that point. How ready are we? Because that it's also about how do you then meet the challenge when you are a Generation Z. I went to a talk by Graham Codrington, and some of you might be exposed to his work. And it was interesting because it's really in the innovation space. And he was talking about the forces that are going to define the next decade. And he calls them tides. And of course, tides and each of the word, the letters T stand for what he talks about. And I thought it might be a good thing to share these because they resonate with what we're talking about today. And the first one that he talks about is something that is going to define the next decade is technology. And we've talked about that. Social media, augmented reality, cloud computing, and doc media can write a book about these things. That they change how we do things. They have changed how we do things, and they will continue to change more how we do things. And looking into this after the talk, you discover that we might not be aware now, but there are printers that produce, 3D printers, that I can produce a vase through a printer. The second thing that he talks about is institutional change. And here he talks about the rules of success and failure. Like what you regard as rules of success and failure are changing. And so to be successful, we have to adapt to the way we think about our industries. And he argues that demographics are also something that's going to change the way the world operates. And that's about aging populations, falling fertility, rising middle class. And the next billion consumers from developing countries, migration, the rising power of cities, the long-term youth unemployment, and all those, he argues, are critical long-term and irreversible trends that will change how society operates. But demographics in that way will change. And the environment, that's about environmental sustainability. The last one is social values. And this one for me is important. It's about our new normal. There's a new normal coming in. Our expectations of what we want to get out of life are changing. What is normal? What is a normal job is changing. People have jobs that are not so normal. They may be sitting at home. They don't have to wake up every morning. There's flexi times. People keep three jobs at once whilst the rest are unemployed. What is a normal life, a normal career? And all those things are changing. And so they call for us to rethink our own industry, whatever we're working in, and to ask ourselves whether we are ready, whether we have thought about what our new normal is going to be. You may be doing your BCom degree, your master's, your whatever. When you finish, what will the terrain look like? How relevant will you be to that context? And whether your degree will have prepared you for that.